Masechet Avot Perek Daler, Mishnah He. Mishnah says, Rabbi Ishmael ben Omer, Rabbi Ishmael, the son of Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka, he taught the following. Halomed al minat lilamed. If somebody studies Torah in order to teach others, but in terms of his charitable works and gemilut hasadim, he's not someone who's focused on that. Maspikin biado lilmod ulelamed. He's given the ability to not only learn Torah, but to teach Torah as well. He has the siyata d'shmaya. If somebody devotes himself to studying Torah on a high level, and he wants to give back and teach Torah as well, he's going to be blessed by the Shamayim, that of course will have the ability to study on a high level, and to also give in terms of teaching others. But if somebody studies Torah in order to learn himself, in order to teach others, but also where he wants to contribute to others in terms of gimilut hasadim, to do good deeds, acts of kindness, masbikin biyado lilmod ulelamed lishmor v'la'asot. He's given the means by the heavens to study and to teach Torah, and also to observe all the laws that should be observed, and to do kindness for others as well. Of course, we're assuming that the first man also has the ability to do the halachot and do the laws that he wanted to. Here we're saying the second type of individual is granted the ability by the heavens to make time for all of this. Even though you only have 24 hours in a day, this individual, his time is extended. He figures out a way to fit everything in. Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Al ta'asem atara lehitgadel bahem. Says Rabbi Tzadok, don't make the words of Torah crown for a person to find glory in them. That means a person shouldn't study Torah in order to gain honor. So people call him rabbi, that he's given a seat of prominence at the head of the table. He should be studying because he loves Hashem, because he wants to get to know Hashem's Torah. If you're studying for another reason, if you're studying Torah in order to be honored, a person is turning the Torah into a keli, into a utensil for him to receive honor. So it's below the way we should be treating the Torah. V'lo kardom lahpor bahem. We're also not supposed to turn the Torah into a shovel to dig with, which means you're not supposed to turn the Torah into a livelihood, becoming a person who's making a career out of it. In other words, that he's going into study because he wants to turn it into a way to make money, a way to make parnasa. That cheapens the Torah to a career, when the Torah is so much more. A person has to study Torah lishma, and if anything comes out of him in terms of a position, in terms of honor, in terms of a livelihood, that's something that could develop on its own. But a person shouldn't go into it expecting and anticipating that's what he wants out of it. That takes the genuine love of Torah out of it, so a person has to really focus on doing things l'shem shamayim. V'kach haya Hillel Omer, Udi ishtamish betaga halaf. Hillel used to say, somebody who uses the crown of Torah for his own gain is going to lo aleinu pass away. He's not using the Torah properly, so he's going to be punished from the Shemayim. Halamanta, we learn from here. Kol anehene midivre Torah notel hayav min haolam. Anybody who takes personal benefit from the words of Torah is removed from the world. If a talmid hacham uses his influence or his status in an improper way as a tool for himself, he's manipulating with the Torah. He's using the Torah as a tool, but the Torah is the goal itself. So therefore, Hashem is going to punish that type of individual.